Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lauren Reese, the Championship Marketing and Promotions Manager for the 2020 Ryder Cup, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lauren, I got to pinch myself every damn day because I cannot believe, one, a Ryder Cup is coming to Wisconsin, and two, that we're going to get a chance to be a part of it. I can't tell you how much I think I speak for a lot of golf files here in Wisconsin. We can't wait for this.
We're excited. It's hard to believe. I was listening to your intro. It's hard to believe it's only 13 months away. I feel like we've been talking about this for so long, and it's just around the corner, which is crazy.
So the one thing I'm getting from friends is they started to look over the fence, and they said, oh, wait a minute. That's in Wisconsin. Where can they get tickets?
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets for the 2020 Ryder Cup are sold through a random selection process, meaning that the demand for tickets far outweighs the supply available. So fans interested in the potential opportunity to purchase tickets do need to go to RyderCup.com, click on tickets, and then complete the online random selection form. It's free to fill out. There's no obligation to purchase, but it does get you the opportunity to potentially purchase tickets when they go on sale later this fall. So
now,
the deadline to fill out that registration form is September 13th.
Okay, that's the other question was the deadline. And then the second thing is, and I'm getting a lot of this from people that have companies, are the hospitality tents, all the corporate tents, all the sponsorship, is all that sold, or are they still open if a company wants to get in?
So we did have a really great pre-sale period. We saw a number of our venues sell out, but we do still have a limited number of hospitality offerings still available. So a great way to guarantee your access to the Ryder Cup, but also to entertain, whether it's, you know, a small group of friends or a large corporate group. So we have packages for an individual all the way up to 150 guests, and they're daily and week long. So a lot of different options available still.
So when does the tent city begin to be built? I mean, do we start looking for this thing in the next 6 months coming out of the winter into the spring thaw? Is that when it begins? Or when do we start seeing the action up there at Kohler and more so at Whistling Straits in Haven, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think you'll start to see, next month, a lot of fury in action kind of with a couple of events that we'll be hosting up in Kohler. And then really construction is slated to start end of May, beginning of June. So it's a small feat. We're building, you know, roughly the size of the Amazon Distribution Center in Kenosha out on the Straits course. So
wow.
It'll be a long summer.
Yeah, no doubt. The second thing that I get asked all the time is merchandise. Now, I know up in Kohler you can get a few things. I know over at the golf shop over there at Whistling Straits you can get a few things. There's a few scatterings of stuff, but everybody's clamoring for stuff, specifically if they want to put it on their Christmas list. And I'm one of those people. I'm starting to get people say, hey, can I get a zip-up, a pullover, a hoodie, something like that. Is that just the only stuff that's available right now for Whistling Straits, or is there a website to go to that people can start buying this stuff?
You can start buying today online, so RyderCup.com, and then you just click on the shop button, and we have all sorts of different, whether it's, you know, layering pieces, shirts, hats, accessories, all available there for fans to buy in anticipation of next year's event.
Are volunteers already chosen for this, or is this something that people have to register for as well?
So we did a random selection for volunteer positions as well. We had nearly 30,000 people register.
Wow.
So we needed about 4,000 volunteers. So all of those spots were filled through the random selection process earlier this spring.
And when does the full staff of the Ryder Cup begin to take over up there as well? I mean, I know tournament directors and people like yourself are going to be here and everything, but when do we start to see that city go from, you know, about, you know, 100 people to almost 4,000 people?
Yeah, so we're a team of 10 now. We started as a team of 5 in October of 2017. So we'll slowly keep increasing, and then I would say come next May or June, you'll see a large spike of people coming on site, and that'll just continue to grow each and every week as we get into to event week.
Have you done one of these before? Have you been, I would assume you've been on site for a couple of these, right?
I have not been on staff with a Ryder Cup, but I have been on staff with three past PGA Championships and a U.S. Women's Open.
So have, if you could tell people the description between, because we've seen PGA Championship, we've seen a U.S. Mm-hmm. Open. If you could tell the people that maybe aren't golf enthusiasts what the difference is between a Ryder Cup crowd and expectation of what they can see when they get there to, say, a PGA Championship or a U.S. Open. Because it's completely different. I try to describe it, and I've never really witnessed that up close and personal.
A Ryder Cup is unlike anything you'll experience, I feel like, in any sports, but specifically golf. You know, you could be a Tiger Woods fan, and I'm a Phil Mickelson fan, but we're both cheering for Team USA. So, you know, the crowd is very much either a USA fan or a European fan, and they're cheering and chanting, and there's songs and dances. People are wearing costumes. At Hazeltine, there was a guy dressed up like a bald eagle walking around with a fish in his mouth. So, I mean, people really get into it. The first tee is by far a bucket list sporting event. If you're, you know, are lucky enough to get tickets, you should try and be here before gates open so you can get to the first tee. We'll have a DJ. You know, the crowd will be singing, waving flags, and it's such a cool atmosphere. And the players come out, and they've, you know, there's music playing, and they're chanting and dancing with the crowds. It really is not your traditional golf event.
I am waiting for the introduction as the golfers come from their from the pro area, the locker rooms, and you've got the smoke blowing, and they come running out of a tunnel. Eventually, golf will get to that, you know, where the two guys come running out into the tee box that way.
I would say it'll be pretty close to that. Maybe not the smoke element yet, but there will definitely be an excitement and music and a buzz as the players come out.
Well, I can't wait. We're really looking forward to it. Wisconsin is proud to be hosting yet another major golf event, and we look forward to working with you throughout the next 13 months. It should be spectacular. Hey, anytime you want to come on and give us an update, you let us know, Lauren, okay?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming on the network. Lauren Reese, the Championship Marketing Promotion Manager for the 2020 Ryder Cup, giving us the lowdown. Go to RyderCup.com. Everything is there. And you can go from tickets and getting registered for the big pool, or if you want to, you know, sign on as a backup volunteer, or if you want to get merchandise, whatever it happens to be, go to RyderCup.com, and you can find all the information right there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.